Good morning, everyone. Today is the 10th of January, 2021. We live in an information age. And the Bible tells us that knowledge will be increased. Also tells us that men will go to and fro seeking the word of God and they will not find it. The true word of God's going to be shut up in the final end days because people reject and hate the word of God. There's a lot of information flowing on the internet right now regarding a lot of things. And a lot of information is being censored. It wouldn't surprise me if I got up one day and all my accounts were down, including YouTube and Facebook. Because the moment you say anything against big tech, you are suspect and they're going to try to take you down. And they will take you down eventually. Eventually they will take Larry Phillips down. But there are other mediums, if you want to call it that. God always makes a way in the wilderness like we talked about yesterday. I want to remind all of our listeners that we are on other platforms. For a long time, Facebook and YouTube have been the only game in town, and Twitter. But now there are other alternatives to get information, including gab.com. Now they're trying to eliminate Parler, which we're on Parler, but the big tech problem is Parler is dependent on big tech for some of their platforms. Apple's trying to eliminate Parler. Well, Twitter's trying to shut up our president. I'm surprised YouTube allows Donald Trump to even still have his account. Facebook has shut him up. If Facebook will shut the president up, he'll shut me up. So will YouTube. But God knows all about it. God knows what's going on behind the scenes right now. God is omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's all-knowing. Adam tried to hide from God. Didn't work, did it? Didn't work out too well. There is no person or no thing that can be hidden from God, because God created all things and by him all things consist. And God works all things after the counsel of his own will, Ephesians 1. God is sovereign over evil. And I'm here to proclaim that God is sovereign over YouTube, Facebook, Gab.com, Google, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Mike Pence. He knows everything that's going on right now. He's sovereign over you and he's sovereign over me. He's sovereign for all eternity. And there's nothing anyone can do to change that. Isn't it good to know that God is immutable? And so this is just a reminder this morning that if you get up someday and want to tune in to the devotional and all of my platforms have been taken down, including YouTube or Facebook or Twitter. I'll still be on gab.com. I may have to record from my own laptop rather than live stream and put it on Gab and MeWe.com and the other platforms. Like, we're on, we'll always be on sermonaudio.com/housechurch. As long as Sermon Audio will have me, I will be on sermonaudio.com/housechurch. And we've been on there for 12 years, and I don't think Sermon Audio is going away anytime soon unless the powers that be try to take Sermon Audio down, which wouldn't even surprise me. So, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for God is with us. And he tells us in the last days, perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God, because their deeds are evil. And we're also told that in the Word of God that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, he despised the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of God. So this morning, this is a reminder. God knows what's going on behind the scenes. He knows what's going on right now as it relates to our president and who will be our president and who will not be the president. He has ordained all things. Whatever goes on, he is sovereign over it. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way. It's my prayer. God bless.